Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome to Top Stories. I'm not John Oliver. We're heading back to April 2015 now, with just days to go before the general election. That's a British thing. Do other countries call their elections general? Email us. Things were hotting up as the great British public took their usual complete lack of interest in all things democratic and voted for some twats.
Top story this week, UK election news. Britons prepare to go to the polls or not. Many will not go. Many won't go. Many are preparing not to do it. Andy, as you know far better than I, the UK general election takes place in just 2 weeks. There's been almost no coverage of it here, and that's understandable because the US media is too invested in their own election, which is taking place just around the corner, albeit that corner is over 18 months away. But I can only imagine the excited mood over there, Andy. In fact, let me imagine it now. Is it a mixture of forced anticipation combined with resentment and pessimism? Because that's the inspirational atmosphere that I remember.
It's pretty much that. I'd say this is simultaneously the most and least eagerly awaited election in living memory, that there is a kind of mixture of total uncertainty as to what is going to happen and complete and utter resignation over whatever the outcome finally is. So,
well, that's the interesting thing, because this election may genuinely go down to the wire. I believe the current polling has both the Conservatives and the Labour Party at 34%, with any advantage well within the margin of error. It could be a photo finish, Andy. And if so, it would really be the John Oliver and Kim Kardashian version of a photo finish. Two people neck and neck, who in an ideal world would not be the next leader of a country. Although, the closeness of this election is in many ways what makes it so interesting. It also could be what makes it problematic, because under the UK system, the election could end up with a hung parliament, which I believe is called that because MPs would just hang around all day getting absolutely nothing done. Is that a fair reflection, Andy, of what the system would turn into?
Yeah, that's basically it. Politics has found itself in the public eye, and whenever that happens, the public basically just attempts to gouge its own eyeball out with any available implement. It's by just sticking brooch pins into its eye, Oedipus style, just anything to stop them having to look politics directly in the face. What we've got here is a massively unpopular government versus an equally unpopular opposition, the completely resistible force against the easily movable object. It is a thrilling clash, John. Thrilling. As you say, the polls have scarcely moved at all for the whole campaign, despite the party throwing all their hard-earned and not particularly hard-earned cash at the problem. And when I say cash, this is not cash in the way that cash is thrown at an American election, John. I mean, I think the sums involved in British elections, I don't think any American candidate would even break wind for, frankly.
It's incredible. In Britain, all registered parties are restricted in their spending for the entire year before an election. They can spend up to £30,000. I can't even say this without laughing. £30,000 for each seat they contest, which adds up to around £19.5 million if they fight every constituency. That, Andy, is adorable. Political parties here spend that on their balloon budget. Just balloons. That in no way counts any confetti cannons. That is extra and a lot extra. The last UK election in 2010 cost in total £84.6 million to administer. That's it. That's in America, Andy, I'm pretty sure we spent that much staging half a WrestleMania.
Well, I was reading a fact about this. They reckon the current US election, can we call it current yet? The current US election campaign.
Yeah, you can be referring to all elections because they just don't stop now.
For the rest of time. I do think the way that American campaigning is going, by 2028, all it will involve is one Democrat and one Republican standing 6 inches away from each other, screaming in each other's faces until one of them falls over and a winner is declared. £6 billion, I think they're expecting this one to cost, the 2016 election. But, I mean, you might think that is a lot. Every year, America spends $7.9 billion on Halloween. So,
yeah.
But I think that is simultaneously both extremely uplifting and completely fundamentally terrifying.
There's already a great deal of scaremongering over what a hung parliament would actually mean. The Conservative Party have argued that it's potentially a lot worse than getting nothing done. It's Scottish people getting a say in things. And to the Conservative Party, Andy, giving Scottish people a representational voice in democracy is like giving a horse an iPad. It just makes no sense. They have no idea what to do with it, and they'll probably break the thing completely so no one else can use it.
Well, it's the first rule of electoral politics, John. When the going gets tough, the tough get bullshitting. And a survey of Britain's leading scaremongering firms revealed that I think 72% of all scares in the average 5-year political cycle are mongered within 3 weeks of a general election. And most of them in the past week have involved the apocalyptic scenario of some form of possible Labour Scottish National Party deal after the election, warnings of disasters, chaos, even coups, John. It's been a while since we had a proper coup in this country, and that ended up with a monarch with his head on a spike. So it's reached the point where our politicians are no longer bothering to encourage people to vote for what they want, but trying to frighten them into voting against what they most don't want. And short of David Cameron dressing up in a white sheet and trying to haunt people through their bedroom windows with spooky economic projections, it's hard to see how much more childish it can get if you're a democracy fan. The Tories are warning that we're all doomed if Labour and the SNP team up. Labour's warning that we're all doomed if we talk about how we might be all doomed, while the SNP continues to spread its terrifying apocalyptic scare stories of investment in public services, building long overdue houses, trying to keep pensioners warm enough not to die, and above all, the truly world-ending scenario of letting women have a go at frontline politics. It's absolutely terrifying, John. People can barely sleep in this country at the moment.
There are a few little details of the UK election I thought might be worth mentioning. One of my favourite things each election is where people get a chance to vote, because polling stations in Britain can be basically anywhere. Electoral rules state that they should be just accessible, identifiable, and provide the all-important privacy for voters. They should also be the right size to meet the needs of the local electorate and allow a queue of people to flow through. And that's pretty broad, And that's a good thing, because it leads to votes being cast in some wonderful demonstrations of electoral eccentricity. In the village of Little Bardfield, votes will be cast at the Cricket Club Pavilion,
yay,
Andy.
And
that is a pretty English sequence of words. Voting in a cricket pavilion in a village called Little Bardfield. Could not get any more English without having Charles Dickens turn up and throw an orphan at you. But it doesn't stop there. Other polling stations will be set up at the East Hull Boxing Club and at the Swerve Table Tennis Centre in Middlesbrough. You can also vote in pubs, which means you can vote and get a simultaneous pint at the Dolphin in Gillingham, the Red Lion in Belchamp Otton, and at the Elephant Castle in Rochdale, among many, many others. And if they set up a polling station inside your local pub and you still don't vote, at that point, I think everyone needs to accept voting is just not for you. It's not your thing.
I've been to Gillingham, John. I used to go and watch football there. And frankly, you're going to need a stiff drink before voting there, because that is a town that democracy and progress has forgotten.
The only thing that could make that process better is if the barman himself takes your vote along with your order. Thanks, Tony. Can I get two pints of bitter, a vote for Theresa May, and a packet of pork scratchings, please? Actually, forget the vote for Theresa. I'll just get a third pint instead. But when it comes to luxury voting, Andy, if you really want to make a day of your democratic duty, you have got to head down to the polling station at the Royal Chase Hotel in Shaftesbury. Why? I'll tell you why, Andy. It has a spa and an indoor swimming pool. That's why. Vote with hope in your heart and a pair of cucumbers over your eyes. That's what the ancient Greeks had in mind. Although, for sheer convenience, you can't go wrong with, and this is true, the Ace Laundrette on Girdleston Road in Oxford. They will once again be a registered polling station, Andy. Vote till it hurts while we clean your shirts is not the slogan there, but frankly, it f***ing should be. But finally, for the intimate personal experience, a boutique voting station, if you will, look no further than the home of Peter and Christine Hodgkinson in Rochdale, who for the last four decades have turned their cottage dining room into an election booth. Peter Hodgkinson said, because of the area that we live in, a lot of people come and we have a natter because we do not see them one year to the next, so it's like a social gathering. So there you go. Just pop round Peter and Christine's and vote and they'll natter at you.
Amongst the Tory scare stories about the Miliband Sturgeon conjunction, which ironically was the name of a medical condition that interwars Prime Minister Stanley Baldwin suffered from in the 1930s, he could barely sit down at times, was that David Cameron, the professional Prime Minister and no-time general election winner, described it as a match made in hell. Now, I'm starting to think, John, that hell might be slightly losing its edge if this is the best it can produce, a slightly fractious potential negotiation between two political parties on the same side of the political spectrum. Beating that was an article by London Mayor Boris Johnson in The Telegraph, in which he said, talking about the prospect of allowing the SNP power in Westminster, he said, "You wouldn't get King Herod to run a baby farm, would you?" No, you wouldn't, Boris, because, well, for a start, Herod has been out of the baby game for quite a long time. He probably wouldn't be any good at it anymore. Modern farming techniques have moved on from 2,000 odd years ago, when you just had to do a humane cull every now and again. But besides, John, if you are going to run a baby farm, which generally pretty much frowned on by most legal systems around the world, the very last thing you want is a high-profile celebrity appointment that is going to get you a lot of press coverage. You want to keep it out of the spotlights. Yeah, it might be a heartwarming story of how former celebrity biblical firstborn slayer and king Herod has found redemption growing babies on a farm, but just keep f***ing stum about the f***ing baby farm. It is, at best, unlikely to get an EU subsidy. And he continued to say, "Can someone tell me why, in the name of all that is holy, that there are some apparently rational people who are contemplating the elevation of the Scottish National Party to a position of effective dominance in the government of the United Kingdom, an entity that they are sworn to destroy?" Well, I can tell you why that is, Boris. It's because those apparently rational people you have such disdain for are the voting public of Scotland. And the reason that they want to destroy the UK is because people like you keep telling them they cannot be trusted with a voting pencil. So it's a fascinating election. The SNP set to get a lot of seats, around 8% of the seats in Parliament, from about 4% of the national vote, whilst the less-than-charming UK Independence Party and the Green Party, between them could get about 18% of the vote and less than 1% of the seats. And what I guess all this screams is that our electoral system simply does not work.
Thanks, Buglers. More top stories tomorrow. And I don't know, unless this is Friday, then who cares? Just thanks.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.